on a Zoom with me all the way from the other side of the world, where she is, the sun is shining, where I am, the moon is shining, is the incredible Saskia Clements. Hi, Saskia.
Hello.
I'm really, really excited to speak to you. I think we're all going to learn quite a lot from you. You do a lot, dude.
Oh, I'm so excited to share. And yes, I do a lot.
I don't even know where to begin. Okay, so I have a list here. Okay, so you are an entrepreneur, you're a humanitarian, producer, musician, actress, dancer, writer. But I also believe that there is more.
Yeah, well, I hope I can share some of it with you today. Yeah, I think you did tick all the boxes there with that one. That's a very long description.
Your business card must be insane. But
oh my gosh, no, I've had to narrow it down to just like founder, creative director, and artist.
Oh, that actually, I really like that. I like that, artist, because that kind of encompasses pretty much everything. Because as soon as you're a creative, you are then also an artist, and you can create anything from a business to a work of art on paper.
Right. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that you love that I figured that out, because, yeah, it took me a minute to decide what I wanted to go on there.
I might be borrowing that. Love you, though.
Take it.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about you. Cape Town born, Los Angeles based. How does a girl from Cape Town end up in LA and make it?
So, you know, as a young girl, I always dreamed of living in California and pursuing my career in entertainment and business. And then when I was about 17 years old, I was awarded a scholarship to study film acting. And I guess that was sort of the catalyst that brought me out here. And the second I landed, I was just so in love with this place. And honestly, I still am. I love it here. It's amazing. It's both exciting and incredibly overwhelming, you know, just being in this competitive environment. But, you know, there's so much opportunity. So the competitive environment alongside the opportunity is really what keeps me motivated. But, yeah, that's basically how I came out here, was originally to study acting for film.
And how long ago was that?
So that was in 2014. I moved here August 14. So in August of this year, it will be 7 years, which is wild.
Wow. You know, we all dream of going there and we all dream of making it, and you've actually done it. Okay. Oh. So you went, you studied, and then where to from studying? Because obviously once you've studied, or while you're studying, you kind of have to figure it out, right? Because you can't stay there indefinitely with no like work.
100%. Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of self-work, narrowing down your passion. And I think you're really winning when you figure out your skills, all of your skills and all of your passions, and you sort of create this unique life for yourself that's based around those things. And so I definitely had to do a lot of self-work, just really narrowing down exactly what I wanted to do. So I started a marketing company in 2018. And then at the end of last year, I just decided that I really wanted to hone in on my passion for creative directing and producing. And so I rebranded and basically restructured my business concept around marketing and managing brands, artists, and athletes, because I really feel that brands, artists, and athletes influence society, and they really mold and shape our culture. And so with great influence comes great responsibility. And so my creative agency is called The Boldest. And at The Boldest, our mission is to equip the future focused leader. And my definition of it, what I think a future focused leader is someone that values and respects the planet and its people, and also someone that's committed to making the world more sustainable and more inclusive. And so the way that we plan on achieving that is by just creating purpose-driven content, whether that be music, films, or just social media content. That's kind of what I'm doing, and the trajectory, the way that I got to this idea. Because I truly am so passionate about the planet and its people, and that's kind of what I've what I'm trying to base my business and my life around.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm very, very excited for it to flourish into what I imagine it to be in my mind.
I have no doubt that it will. But I want to talk to you a little bit about being, especially a woman, in this is marketing, and PR is quite a male-dominated world. And obviously, you're young and you're beautiful, and all of these things that shouldn't count against you very much would. How do you, as a woman, and I'd like you to speak into like maybe another woman who's listening to this conversation and has this idea for a business in a male-dominated industry. I mean, we live in a male-dominated world, but that maybe doesn't have the confidence you have. How do you navigate those waters? How do you believe in yourself so much that you're like, right, I'm doing this, I don't care, I'm in? Like, where do you even start?
Well, I think you really tapped into something there, confidence. I think that's the biggest thing. As a woman, naturally, I think we're always seeking validation, and, you know, we continuously want, I don't know why this is, but we continuously want to be told that we're good enough. And so I think a strong woman is someone that doesn't need anyone else to validate her, not a career, not a man, not anything like that. I think a strong woman is truly someone that just seeks validation from within. Yeah. And in order to get to that place of like contentment and confidence, it definitely takes a lot of self-work. It takes you acknowledging where you're at on your journey and being patient and kind to yourself, because I think when it comes to like working your internal processes, it definitely takes time, and you have to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
And I love to use this metaphor of the dark room. So in photography, photos are developed in a dark room, right? And if light enters the room prematurely, the image becomes overexposed and it's diminished. And I kind of like to think of my life like that a little bit, where the last 6 years I was in this dark room being developed, and the vision for my life and my goals and that kind of thing. And I really had to take time to do that and submit to that process, which was quite difficult for me because I really want to see results. As I assume any other woman who's ambitious wants to just, you know, they just want to see results. And so submitting to that process was really tough for me, being like, you know what? Okay, I'm in a season where I just need to be silent and work on myself so I can prepare myself for what's to come. Mm-hmm. And now that I've done that work, I'm confident enough to step out of that dark room because the image of my life and my vision is so clear, and I know who I am, what I want. And so to any woman listening who has these ambitious dreams and goals and wants to excel, I will just say, you know, be patient and kind to yourself, and allow yourself to go through that process of being in that dark room and allowing your vision to really flourish within internally so that it can be something beautiful externally. And I think anything, any project with good intentions, you'll create something long lasting, but it definitely takes, you know, takes time. And not, you know, we're speaking about women, and I think this is not just a message for business women. I think it's women in general.
Yeah.
Whether you're studying, you know, medicine or, I don't know, just anything, finance, I think all women need to get to a place of confidence and just really seeking validation from themselves and no one else.
So you said something so incredibly important, and I think we forget these things. You said that there has to be a space where you kind of retreat and figure out you as a human being and as a woman and as whatever other label you want to assign to it. But also, I think we forget that these things ebb and flow, and you may be in an upswing where it's creative and you're creating and you're out there, but what goes up always must come down. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that there will be a space again, maybe in the future, where you'll have to come back and reevaluate those things. Because as we age and as we grow and as we learn, I think those periods of pause within our lives are vitally important.
Absolutely. We're continuously growing. I mean, I know personally I have such a long way to go, and I'm excited for like the challenges that lie ahead, because I know I will grow through them and it will prepare me for the next one. And so definitely I agree with you, like recognizing that you are a continuous work in progress is also very important too. No one's perfect.
Okay, so I also read that you have an upcoming project where you are going to be doing coaching and networking events in like later in 2021. Can you talk to me about this? Because this is something that interests me greatly. Will this be open worldwide or will this only be in LA?
So initially my idea was to make it very intimate and have, you know, intimate networking events with leaders, with women, specifically women, so that they can connect with like-minded individuals. But I definitely want to use social media and also my blog, which is it's called The Journal, that is through The Boldest. I really want to use this to sort of coach and guide women and help them and empower them. So with the journal, which is our blog, we basically discuss topics from the past, present, and future. And I really want this to be a source of information for everyone globally, like whether it's in LA, South Africa. I want this information to be open to everyone. And the topics that are discussed there are going to be around self-development and leadership, and not only self-development and leadership, but also, you know, I want to discuss things like the environment, endangered species, music, film, culture, you know, everything that truly is truly information to equip the future-focused leader. Because I think everyone can become a future-focused leader. Everyone has leadership abilities, whether you believe it or not. You just have to actually step into that, embrace it. And I think anyone can be bold. This is the reason why I named my agency The Boldest, because being bold, the definition of bold is being confident and courageous. And I truly believe that anyone can be bold. And so I hope that like through our social media and through the blog and potentially in the future, I hope that we will have a YouTube channel and use other platforms like that to help coach women. And then, of course, I would love to throw events. I'm in South Africa pretty often. I mean, obviously, I am. I have family at home, which I miss dearly and need to check in with every so often. Mm-hmm. And so my time in South Africa, I would love to throw these events there too and connect with other South Africans that are on the same path as me or would like to be on the same path as me. I think the opportunity with that is endless. There's always room for more ideas.
Speaking of more ideas, you're also recording your debut EP. I don't know how you're doing all of this stuff. Like, I struggle. I have three different hustles, and I struggle to balance that and spend time with my dog. Like, how?
And I have a dog too.
How do you balance? I think I need to, before we talk about the EP, I need to know how you balance, because you seem quite wise, and maybe I can borrow something from you. Do you balance, or maybe you don't? I don't know.
I think honestly, everyone has good and bad days, but what I've sort of figured out is that, like, you know, my mom always says this, like, time is the most valuable commodity, Sass. And I really think it's very important. Time is so valuable. And so you have to be intentional with it. And if you have all these crazy things that you're juggling, you're going to want to be your best self. And that means like carving out time out of your week to do the things that bring you joy. Like for me personally, to stay mentally, emotionally, spiritually, like in balance and in tune. And look, I'm not saying that I'm always in tune. I definitely have days where I'm like, but for the most part, I think it's just doing things that bring you joy. And so for me, that would be listening to music, FaceTiming my family, going to church on a Sunday. Well, now COVID time, so watching church on my laptop, or you know, just hanging out with friends, just really giving myself that relaxing downtime. Another thing is like planning out my meals. I really enjoy doing that because it's all about health, right? You have to be healthy in order to have balance and do all these things. So I think it's just carving out time out of your week to do the things that bring you joy.
I think that's so important because I think like it's so easy to become one with the hustle and forget about everything else because it's thrilling, right? It gives you excitement and it gives you validation when you're getting stuff right. And then when it is downtime, we're still online. We're still plugged in. We're still trying to keep an aesthetic going on a social media platform. And I think we really need to probably look at things that bring you joy as self-care because it is.
Oh my gosh, 100%. Self-care is so important. Like, especially as a woman, I love like taking a bath and putting on a face mask, getting my nails. Like it's such simple things, but it truly like brings me so much joy when I'm like taking care of myself. It's self-care is prime. It's the foundation of everything.
Okay, talk to me about this EP. What is it and who is it and tell me everything. I want to know everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is my most exciting thing going on right now. I am so pumped about this, dude. You have no idea. So my EP is a combination of trap house and jazz music.
Wow.
I know, right? It's different. It's different. So, I love electronic music. Like I love deep house, African house. I mean, of course I love African house. How could you be South African and not love African house, right?
Yep.
But I grew up with a dad that listened to a lot of jazz music. So I truly like jazz music was always playing in the background in our house on a Sunday. And I love the sound of those classical instruments. And so I'm trying to create a project that appeals to the younger generation, but also explores that beauty of jazz. I'm so excited about it. It's basically my EP is about, it's inspired by my journey and what I've gone through. And it's basically about overcoming obstacles and challenges as a woman and finding a sense of empowerment along that journey. Mm. And, so it's really just a story about revival and empowerment. And I'm working with such talented producers out here, that I feel they've really gotten my sound down and I'm very much in love with this project and I'm so excited to share it with the world. It's like before I go to bed, it's the last thing I think of. And then when I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing I think of. It's like, I'm very excited about it.
I know this is like really pushy, but when are we getting it?
So I'm hoping to release it by the summertime for sure.
Okay.
So it will be winter in South Africa. It's my birthday in July, and that's kind of when I want to get things moving. I'm probably going to release a few of them as singles initially, just to sort of do it a little bit of a build up, and then release the full project. Around the summertime, you should definitely be hearing my voice.
I'm very excited. If it's Jack Rando FM friendly, please, 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 can I play it? Please, will you give me an exclusive?
Oh my word, I would be honored.
And then I'm gonna have to get you back because then we have to talk about the album like in depth and the first single and all of it.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm there. You let me know when I'm there.
Saskia, where can we follow you? Where can we follow The Boldest? And like, where can we follow the journey with the EP?
I think Instagram is probably the easiest place. My Instagram handle is, my name's Saskia Tiana, SASKIATIHANA. Mm-hmm. And, you just follow me on Instagram, connect with me. If anyone wants to DM me, feel free. I love connecting with new people. If I have the time, I always like to do a little dive and see who I can reach out to. But Instagram's the best, and then The Boldest has its own page. It's at theboldest.co. It is in my bio, and the website is also www.theboldest.co. And I'd love for for everyone to follow along on my journey. And I really, truly hope that they're inspired by everything. And yeah.
I'm really excited for everything that is coming. Thank you so much for your time. Like, I don't feel like you have a lot of it, so I'm really grateful.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be spending this time with you too.